you turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
Your mic four, Schmel. Right there, right there. There you go.
Check one, two, check.
Got professional with me tonight. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Not a crash course for the Ravers. What am I calling this? I already started it. It's
Brian and Smelly.
After Hours Crash. You want me to rename it now that's the Brian and Schmelly
that's
show?
That's what I thought you said because I sent out a post.
Did you really? Do I need to change the name of it? What did you put? What did you put on the post?
I don't think it matter. It don't matter.
All right. Well, I can change the name
of
it.
I'd like
to have
my name in there, though.
Okay. Do you really? All right. I'll change it. I think you, some people might know you as, can I say, Alfalfa?
DJ Alfalfa.
This is DJ Alfalfa, who never speaks, but what are you, coming out of your shell tonight?
Yeah, sort of, I guess. I wasn't really thinking about it. Yeah. He told me to come up here, and I guess I got in the mood. I got in the little talkative mood.
That's cool. I went down to the Rat Beach Party, which is already on going, and it continues, and it's going to go on next week. My band will play next week.
Yeah, getting psyched?
Not really. It should be good, though. No, it's going to be great.
Dave's coming from the Cape.
Dave's coming down? I like Dave. So, is he listening? Did you tell him to listen right now?
No, I didn't even think of it.
Ah, you got to, like, text him or something. Anyways, I'm Brian Young, and I usually do 1 to 4 Saturday afternoons. Had a great show today, live band. And, I flew up here because there was a low attendance at the Rat Beach Party, so I wanted to grab a couple posters and hang them up in here as soon as I could so DJs can see. Look, Schmel, it's right there, right across from me.
Oh, nice. You made that?
No, someone did though. There's a stack of them at the Rap Beach Party.
I can't really even see.
You gotta get close. I put another one across from the crapper when you have to go to the bathroom. Just read it while you're sitting down in there.
Too many bands.
Huh? There's what? I think there's like 55 bands between this weekend. Between this weekend and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I'm getting psyched.
Yeah, bunch more bands tomorrow. I'll name off the bands next break. Now I don't even. I should have kept one of the posters in front of me to read it. Oh yeah, that is too far away. It would be nice if it was close for the DJs, but hopefully they'll just go up and look at it, right?
You got an extra one?
An extra one? Well, yeah, there's one in the bathroom.
Post it.
I thought of putting it here, but then somebody would probably take it, I think. They're too cool looking. Tape it. So, Dave has a band. You brought in his music, Schmel?
Yeah, Dizzy from DC Punk.
And this Let me see. Is that the name of the band, Dizzy?
Dizzy.
I'm dizzy looking at it. How the heck did they write this?
And then what they had was a tour, and they came up with a band called The Blood and played a bunch of different
So what is the name of this band I'm about to play?
So this is Dizzy.
What track?
Track 13.
And the name of the band's Dizzy?
Yeah.
What's the song?
Fight, Kill, Die, Hurt, Maim.
Oh, is this like hardcore punk, Schmel?
Oh, no, they're pretty... No, I don't think so. I think they're just trying to...
It's not
draw attention.
It's not full of swears, is it?
I don't think so, no.
91.5 MFO. Well, look, I don't know what I'm about to play. I like David a lot, though, so I'm happy to play his song.
Yeah, he's on guitar.
Cool. And whatever you request, we'll play some deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks. Right, Schmel?
Maybe. I don't
know. Do you want to be called tonight? Alfalfa? Al? Schmel? I can't help by calling you Schmel, because I see whenever you're chatting with me, that's what it says on the Facebook. It's your fault.
My radio listeners know me as
Alfalfa?
DJ Alfalfa. So just call me Alf.
Alf tonight? How about Al?
All right, that's cool.
Al. This is Al and Brian. On 91.5 WMFO. Do you have a request? 855-915-9636. Here's Dave's band. David, have a last name?
Lambert.
On MFO.
Dizzy. Fight! Kill Zion, man! Eject that person.
Eject that person. What happened there, Schmel?
Maybe someone should have swept.
Oh, man. Speak right in the mic, Schmel. You know how to do it, right? Have you ever cracked the mic on air, ever? Or is this the first time?
No, I did it when I was getting trained.
They made you do it then, and you haven't since. But you do it all legally on your show. I mean, you don't talk. You like to play the music, and you do the legal ID at the top.
Oh, yeah. I try to keep it legit.
Yeah, as long as you do that and do a PSA an hour.
I keep talking about laying down some vocal tracks on my own to effects and stuff. Just saying a few things. That way I don't have to do it live.
That sounds cool.
Just punch it in. But
I better get some music. I better type some music in here. Like, have nothing up. And that was some pretty hardcore stuff. I wouldn't expect that from David.
Well, some of the songs, they mellow out. Some of them are more like the Circle Jerks. But the band they were on tour with from England, The Blood, they've been around since the late 70s, and we'll check out a track from them.
You want to do that? Do you have that there?
You can throw something on right now. Let me see.
That's going to take a while. Find what you want, and I'll play some Real Kids while we're looking for it, all right? While you're figuring it out. How's that sound?
What, All Kinds of Chicks?
Is that what I have up here?
I don't know.
How about some All Night Boppin', since we're up all night?
Break it.
All Night Boppin'. Here's the jolly to set the pace of that. Band was a rockin' going yakety yak. So I grabbed my girl. Here's the floor. Said the joint was a rockin'. They was callin' the law. So I was coming up and I could see no stop. Just getting started on some All Night Boppin'. Got my baby grabbin'.
WMFO. I want to introduce this just in case it's so off the wall, Al, that you know people think I lost. I don't want people to think I lost my head. So this is The Blood.
Yeah, punk band from England.
They've been around since the 70s.
Late 70s.
Maybe I'll like it. Is this an old song from the 70s?
I'm not sure when this was came out, but this was from the live show. So
let's check it out.
I did notice a couple. I do have a CD with some songs on. I do notice they do some of them.
All right, let's check it out. The Blood, London Punk on MFO by Al.
Megalomania.
What did you call me? We'll be right back.
One, two, three, go. I've got an ego. It won't let me go. What am I gonna do? A, B, C, D. Paranoia's killing me. I'm dying on me, aching feet. What a way to go. Roll up, roll up. People always stroll up. So why don't you grow up? No, thank you. Big cat, small cat. Some cats are fat cats. Those cats are bad cats. What we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. Peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Cause I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. Gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. Can do.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and Schmel and I just hanging out, kicking back. I don't know if anyone's listening. If you are, we'd like to hear from you. That'd be cool. 855-915-9636. Seems like punk is on the menu for us right now. And, that was Zounds, Can't She Karma. Earlier, we heard Dizzy with Fight, Kill, Die, Hurt, Meme. The Real Kids with All Night Boppin'. The Blood with Megalomania. And yes, that was my pick. Those other... two of those other ones are Schmel's. One of the bands David's in, right?
Dizzy.
Dizzy's David's band. Do they play out and about? Can we catch them around town, Schmel?
I'm not sure.
Al?
I'm not sure if...
It's hard for me not to call you Schmel.
That's okay. I know the singer.
Yeah?
Sean Epstein. He's a DJ,
too. That sounds familiar. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
He's actually doing roadie work with Venom.
Really?
And last year I just arbitrarily went there, and my friend Dave was there, and Sean was there. And they just were here a few weeks ago.
Here in the studio? What do you mean here?
No, Brighton Music Hall.
Oh, playing.
We had tickets to go.
Dizzy?
No, Venom.
Then,
so I'm pretty sure Sean, and Sean was definitely going to be there. But then we blew it off.
Well, we all know. Nobody knows who Sean is. Hey, who's this band, Proletariat?
He's the lead singer for Dizzy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's cool.
Jealous?
That's cool. No, I just thought you were talking about some buddy of yours that was going. No. I didn't realize he was in the band. Good. I thought you were just like telling us about some buddy of yours that was going to be at the show. No.
Cool. At least you got some ideas for next Saturday.
What, the bands you're giving me now? Who's this? These guys are local,
the
you said?
Yeah. Really cool band. And they had a reunion for a summer holiday re-release on vinyl and caught them last year.
And reunion? So when were they big, Al?
Back in... they started probably 80, 81.
Yeah.
And
I missed them.
I caught them a few times, and then I saw them at the Bradford Ballroom, Mission of Burma.
Yeah.
Breakup.
Were these guys like kind of like new wave or punk?
Kind of like punk with a political slant. And I know this thing is really into The Clash.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, kind of like the London punk.
Yeah,
you
got some cool lyrics.
I always think that's the big difference with punk across the water.
He's kind of like a British punk accent when he sings, so it sounds really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
like,
you might want to.
Kind of like Green Day, tries to pretend he's British.
You might want to throw a little English in there every now and again when you're up there on stage.
Quite right. Loose. Right.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool.
Right. You bloody well. So the Proletariat, this one's called Religion is the Opium of the Masses. That sounds very intriguing.
Yeah, it's cool when they do it live, and if that's crossing himself.
All right, let's check it out. Suggested by Al. What do you guys want to hear? 855-915-9636. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Let's go.
101.5 to WMFO in Medford. The proletariat, religion is the opium of the masses. I kind of recognized that when they started saying that over and over again. I was like, oh yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think that probably got some airplay on BZN or something.
Yeah, college radio for sure.
Yeah, not that I listened to much of that when I was a kid, which I should have. I wish I did.
Yeah, that's when I started getting into some cool tunes.
That's where it's at, man. College radio, right here. We talked an awful lot about The Clash. Did I play them yet? I don't think I did I? Not yet. How about a little White Riot, huh?
That sounds cool.
All right. I'm Brian. I'm sitting here with Al at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you'd like to hear some kind of deep cuts, lost classic, live track, something cool, give us a call. 855-915-9636. It's The Clash.
Oh, good choice.
See, I typed that. I didn't refresh it first, so I'm just going to have to type that stuff in all over again. So, yeah, I'm hanging out with Schmel. He wants me to play Cirrhosis. So this was a Boston band, right?
Yeah. The Clown played with them a few times.
Yeah. How spell Cirrhosis for me, Schmel.
C-I-R-R-H-O-S-I-S.
And the name of the song's Cave?
C-A-V-E.
Got that one. Well, and it's got a long title, too. What's the title? So I'm talking about you need to get all your CDs in Rivendell, so we don't need to do this.
Yeah, I got to learn how to...
I'll put the...
Rivendell.
I'll put the title of the album in later.
Yeah, I mean...
So, Cirrhosis, Cave. These guys, you saw them, like, what, back in the 80s?
No, it was like...
I mean, I don't know why you can't just read to me. All This I Did For Thee is the name of the album.
Oh, you were looking for the title.
Yeah, what do you think I was saying?
I thought you were looking for the name of the song.
The name of the song's Cave.
Cave. Rhymes with Cave.
I did.
But, you know...
Yeah,
early 90s, the Clown played with them.
Your band played with these guys?
We played with them at Jocks. We played with them at...
We're going to have to play your band tonight, too, huh? Happy the Clown?
You can if you want.
You just call your band Happy, but it's really Happy the Clown.
I call it the Clown.
Or the Clown.
When I refer to it as the Clown.
The Clown, right. I guess I call it Happy.
HTC.
But it's Happy the Clown that is the name of the band. Why don't we play Cirrhosis and we'll go into Happy the Clown after Cirrhosis, huh?
All right, yeah.
I know I put that in the system at one point, remember?
Well, I mean, I brought some rare clown.
Some rare clown. Why don't we play one of the classics after Cirrhosis, all right?
We'll discuss it while the
classic play classic
we'll
clown
we'll
coming.
Figure it out,
classic clown coming up, and then you can explain the rarities.
UTL. I want to hear.
Okay. 91.5 WMFO. This house is sure gone crazy. I'm here with Al.
Oh, wow, man. You should be an actor.
I'm Brian.
Seriously, that was 855-91.
Impersonation of who?
Some mad dog.
The guy hunts the Three Stooges.
Carnival Barker.
855-915-9636. Cirrhosis.
You pass me on the street and
something
ask me
may
okay.
have.
What do you think? I cried myself to sleep last night. I cried until my eyes were raw and my mind was numb. I cried until I could cry no longer. Yeah, I'm okay. I gave you everything I could. I gave you my life. You left me nothing. Yeah, I'm okay. I gave you the rope and you hung me. No accusation, no argument, no evidence. The prosecutor need not speak. Guilty. Yeah. I hate you for the silence. I hate you for giving up, but I still love you.
can't hear you. I can't hear you with these on, Schmelt. 91.5 WMFO. Why have you seen me put these on? Just don't bother until we talk on the mic. No, these are good headphones. It's
Those noise things.
Well, all noise, I hear is what I'm playing. Noise. I can't hear anything else in the room. It's okay. You didn't know. Someone chattering at me. I can't see a thing, hear a thing.
I wasn't looking at you, so I didn't see you put the headphones on.
So yeah, this is the way I like the lighting. I actually,
I had
them make it that way one point.
No way.
Yeah, I forget who, but they were doing something with the light, and I'm like, is there any way? Because it used to be half and half.
You know, you can actually. Believe it
used to be half and half. I just want one.
That, no, but if you shut that light off, you can still see from the light from the monitor.
Yeah, that's a little too dark, though.
Oh, that's how I end up doing it.
Yeah, it might be fine alone, but I want to see you, Al. I want to see you, Al, right? No. You are the sunshine of my life. Hey. I love your face. The Happy the Clown face. Why does it say Happy the Clown face? The name of your band's Happy the Clown.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm thinking maybe you, when you did it for a joke. But,
I wouldn't do that as a joke.
I was up here when I brought a bunch of CDs up, and we were joking around.
Why would I do that, though?
Just for a joke.
Ha ha.
But I like that.
Ha ha, your name's gonna be Happy the Clown face in the system forever.
Like I was saying, I like that name better than Happy the Clown.
His band's Happy the Clown. I'll fix it this time, but anytime somebody plays this, unless they somehow fix it, it's gonna say Happy the Clown face.
Oh, no wonder none of the songs ever get played. They didn't realize.
Where did you get the name Happy the Clown?
That was the name of stuffed clown I had won at the carnival when you shoot three baskets in a row.
At the carnival, the fiesta shows that come through your town.
The carnivals with the riots and the games.
Yeah.
And I was at the one, I think, my girlfriend lived in Upton, and it was either in Upton or the next town over.
So it was one of those really cheap stuffed animals, like two pieces of fabric, just like flat.
Well, I had a few beers, and I couldn't believe it. I shot three swishes in a row, because I don't know if you know, they make the hoop smaller. But if you get three in a row, then you win the prize.
Yeah.
So they make it smaller, so it's got to be a perfect shot. So and I was like in the zone.
So, you're like really proud of yourself.
It gave me the clown. So then the clown, it was a pretty cool clown, and we'd hang it up in the corner of the kitchen when we were partying, and I named him Happy the Clown one time looking at him. And then when Steve and I started the band, we were trying to think of a name, and I look up and there's Happy staring at us, and go, why don't we just name it Happy the Clown?
Yeah, so like,
and the rest is his story.
Yeah. Is he gonna be on the album cover? And
he's in some of the movies we show while we play.
Yeah, he appears. He does cameos.
But I just realized he's down in the cellar. I should pull him up before he drowns. But he's been in the cellar for a few years now.
I have a picture in my head what this Happy the Clown looks like. Is it like?
It's cool, man.
Is it like two pieces of fabric like stitched together like flat sided?
No,
like a flat face.
It's very colorful and he's got a big smile.
But does he have a flat face?
No, it's rounded.
Yeah.
He's got a big smile.
Well, that's pretty
he's
good.
Happy.
Sounds pretty good for a carnival.
Yeah, it's good. Well, the biggest score I ever got was at Howard Johnson's over in Wellington.
What's going on there?
They got one of those crane things, and you get the prize.
Oh, yeah. You won something with one of those?
We go there at the end of the night, to munch out, and then I was in the zone.
In the zone again?
And I scored this alien baby. It's like awesome. It's like a baby doll, but it's an alien.
Right on.
And I used it for some of the photography works.
And, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I, those crane things do have the better prizes, much better than carnival prizes.
Well, it depends on what you score.
You got a picture of the alien baby? I want to see this thing.
Yeah, I do. It's somewhere on the right. Facebook.
Well, why don't we play your band, Happy the Clown?
I.
You don't know?
I said I.
Oh, I. I didn't think you finished your sentence. I thought you were like stunned. I. All right, Happy the Clown, Yesterday on
NFL.
This
one's got a lot of radio play back in.
Yeah, this is the classic clown. Day. This is classic clown, right?
I think they might have played it on BCN.
For real? Dr. Demento's show? No.
Man, that show is awesome, man.
I used to love that. All over that. Yeah, me too. I'm sure I get Demento stuff in here. All right, Happy the Clown on MFO.
All right. Good.